Unemployment down slightly in Starr County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the May jobless rate was 4.8%. It was 5.2 the previous month, 4.8 in May 2024. In Carroll County, unemployment declined to 4.9%. It was down to 5.1% in Columbiana County and dipped to 5.3% in Mahoning County. Portage County's rate fell to 4.6%. Ohio's figure was unchanged at 4.9%. Support staff at the Starr County Board of Developmental Disabilities are getting a contract extension. Commissioners agreed Wednesday to add 1 year to the existing agreement between the board and the employees' union. They'll receive a 3.5% pay increase. The contract covers about 70 bus drivers and other staff. Commissioners also acknowledged two annexation petitions from the city of Canton. The city wants to annex two parcels of city-owned land along Whipple Avenue Southwest in Canton Township. Commissioners must take action within 30 days of receipt. Canton fire officials say a vehicle crashed into a gas station Wednesday morning. A woman backed her vehicle into a post outside the Marathon in the 1700 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest. Battalion Chief Steve Henderson says she panicked and hit the gas, causing the vehicle to go into the store. No one was hurt. The incident occurred around 10:45. The business sustained significant damage and is now temporarily closed. Authorities searching for two missing people. The Starr County Sheriff's Office says 14-year-old Annalisa Taylor was last seen Tuesday night in the 8800 block of Mapledale Avenue Southeast in Waynesburg. Taylor, 5'8", weighing 165 pounds and has brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information has to call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Perry police say 48-year-old Chad Poland was last seen walking away from his home in the Perry Hills Colony Apartments Thursday morning. He's a disabled veteran and requires medication. Poland could be driving a blue 2016 Honda Accord with Ohio license plate EVJ2737. Anyone with information should call Perry Police at 330-478-5121. A 100-year-old underground water storage reservoir in Canton will be demolished. The repository reports the Cromer Reservoir off Cromer Avenue Northwest was built in 1920. Demolition planned for the fall with opening of the new facility in December 2026. City water officials say the 15-million-gallon capacity is too large for current needs and the reservoir is in need of significant repairs. The facility is 362 feet long, 290 feet wide, with a flat concrete roof and hundreds of support pillars. It's covered by about 18 inches of topsoil. It was deemed by the Ohio State Historic Preservation Office as eligible for inclusion on the National Register of Historic Places. It's working with the City Water Department to ensure the historical integrity is documented and preserved. Mahoning County Sheriff's Office seeking help from the public. In their investigation of a shooting in Craig Beach, it happened Sunday night around 9. There were no injuries, but a business was damaged by gunfire. The sheriff's office released pictures of the shooting captured by a security camera. Anyone with information advised to call the sheriff's office at 330-480-5051. A man is sentenced for his role in a fatal shooting at Youngstown. 20-year-old Jacoby Walker was handed 8 to 10.5 years in prison Wednesday by Mahoning County Judge Anthony DiPolito. Pleaded guilty last month to a count of involuntary manslaughter. Walker, one of three people charged for their involvement in the January 2022 slaying of 22-year-old Isaiah Helms. Walker was 17 when the crime occurred. Helms was found shot to death at a Liberty Road cemetery. Two co-defendants are serving prison time for their part in the incident. Two inmates were stabbed during a fight at the Youngstown Private Prison Wednesday afternoon. WKBN-TV reports the incident broke out at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center just after 3 o'clock. Police said five inmates were involved and called the fight gang-related. One of the injured was stabbed above an eye and taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. It was listed in stable condition. The other injured inmate was treated at the prison. Staff confiscated several homemade knives. Former employee of the Trumbull County Correctional Institution charged with extortion Wednesday in federal court, James Jackson of Niles, was a maintenance worker at the Leavittsburg facility. He's accused of trying to smuggle drugs and a cell phone into the prison in February 2024 in exchange for $2,000. Court documents list the drugs as 98 grams of meth, 208 grams of synthetic cannabinoid, 33 grams of PCP, and other unnamed substances. As a maintenance worker, Jackson had access to non-public areas of the facility, including inmate cells. Local efforts to revitalize historic buildings getting assistance from the state. The Ohio Department of Development announced $3.1 million in historic tax credits. toward the renovation of the former Home Savings and Loan building on Tuscarawas Street West in downtown Canton. $15.7 million project involves turning the vacant four-story facility into a mixed-use development for retail or restaurant space in the basement and residential units on the upper floors. $929,000 in tax credits going to rehabilitation of the Bloomberg building on Lincoln Way West in Massillon. An illegal migrant was arrested for allegedly peeping through a 13-year-old girl's window. The Butler County Sheriff's Office said Mexican national Jose Juarez Vilches was seen looking through the window at the girl while making sexual gestures. The accused had earlier contacted the girl online and asked her to send him sexually explicit videos. Police and ICE agents tracked the 38-year-old down to a residence in Hamilton, north of downtown Cincinnati, where he was captured after a short chase.